At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, the National Weather Service is forecasting dangerously hot conditions for the Motherlode and valleys. Triple-digit heat along with warm overnight lows are possible late this week and into early next week. The combination of the very hot afternoons and warm nights will result in excessive heat. Now, there is an excessive heat watch Friday morning through Monday evening. This covers the Motherlode, the central Sierra Nevada, and the Sacramento-San Joaquin Valley. Expect afternoon highs ranging from 100 to 110 degrees throughout Amador and Calaveras County. Now, overnight lows will range mainly from the upper 60s to mid-70s. The extreme heat and humidity will significantly increase the potential for heat-related illnesses, particularly for those working or participating in outdoor activities. Be prepared by drinking plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors.
Well, fire personnel from local and federal fire agencies assisted Cal Fire on a 3-acre fire near Fiddletown yesterday. The official cause yet to be determined, but appears to have originated from Fiddletown Road near Amoruso Way. Fiddletown Road closed for several hours to all traffic. The fire, first reported around 12:30, quickly spread south from the roadside, upslope in heavy brush and heavy oak woodland. Fire units, both on the ground and air, able to stop the forward progress by 1:30 yesterday. Crews worked throughout the night to strengthen control lines and mop up hot spots. The fire, now 75% contained, will remain in patrol status for several days. A heavy ground and air resource response helped keep the fire from reaching nearby structures. Cal Fire has an existing veg management project on the Amoruso Ranch, providing a fuel break that was beneficial to reducing the fire intensity and helping crews gain containment. Tuesday afternoon, fire had potential to devastate the community of Fiddletown, but both well-trained fire crews and ongoing fuel management helped prevent the fire from becoming worse.
And the Sutter Creek City Council has voted to return a piece of mitigation property back to Caltrans amid concerns that public access may be lost. The land, which is 176 acres in size and is located east of Amador High School near the Highway 49 bypass, was originally given to the city by Caltrans as a mitigation measure for construction of the bypass to serve as a land preserve for oak trees. The city has been unable to properly administer the property, and after years of negotiations, last night's vote resulted in the return of the property. Caltrans now plans on granting the property to the Motherlode Land Trust and for the trust to take over administering the property. The handover has raised concerns from local residents who value the property for its hiking trails and who spoke during public comments of fears that access to the property would be lost. Officials from the city, Land Trust, and Caltrans all were clear that they intended to keep public access to the property, but acknowledged that the final decision would lie with state and federal regulators, namely the Department of Fish and Wildlife and Army Corps of Engineers. The council also directed staff to research possible new regulations on mobile businesses in the city, such as food trucks or traveling clothing and flower vendors. The council also fielded complaints from downtown merchants the last two council meetings who called the mobile businesses eyesores that unfairly compete with brick-and-mortar establishments. But last night also saw comments from an owner of one of the mobile businesses who said such shops add variety and draw to the commercial area.
Well, meeting Tuesday night, the Ione City Council set the stage for further development of the Castle Oaks subdivision and discussed the addition of softball fields to Howard Park. By a unanimous vote, the council approved the final map last night for Castle Oaks Village 6. The map is the final stage of review before construction begins, with this phase making up 59 additional single-family homes, along with associated roads and other improvements. The council also reviewed the development agreement for the construction of a bridge across Mule Creek to connect to the future Castle Oaks Village 6, which the city will partially pay for from development fees collected on other homes built in the subdivision. The council also last night discussed a proposal to add softball fields to the sport facilities at Howard Park. The park serves as a regional youth sports center with baseball and soccer fields, as well as a horse riding arena. The proposal would add two youth softball fields with construction paid for with community fundraising and donated material. Council members generally seem supportive of the proposal, but further details need to be worked out on the placement and design of the new fields and the budget for their construction.
Amador County Public Health reports 12 current cases of COVID-19 since last Tuesday's update, bringing the total laboratory-confirmed case count to 1,865. The current cases include 5 males and 7 females, 5 aged 18 to 49, 3 aged 50 to 64, and 4 aged 65 and above. 2 Amador County residents are currently hospitalized, and 2 deaths are under investigation. 632 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in 2021 to date. Over 34,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered to Amador County residents to date. At least 62% of eligible Amador County residents aged 12 and over have had at least one dose of vaccine, and over 15,300 are fully vaccinated. Unvaccinated people are more likely to become infected and spread the virus and should still be wearing a mask while indoors in public. Those who have not yet been vaccinated are encouraged to do so. Multiple vaccination opportunities are available within Amador County. Visit the Amador County Public Health webpage for more information. Now, homebound individuals may schedule a nurse home visit vaccination appointment by calling Amador Public Health at 223-6407.
Well, 2 additional Calaveras residents have died from a COVID-19-related illness. Calaveras Health Department reported yesterday they'd been notified by the California Department of Public Health of the 2 recent deaths, which occurred in June. The deceased, a female in her 90s and a male in his 50s. Their deaths bring the countywide total of COVID-19-related deaths to 58. Now, as of July 2nd, there were 7 confirmed active COVID-19 cases in Calaveras County. No related hospitalizations. More than 37,800 vaccinations have been administered in the county, with roughly 39% of residents fully vaccinated. Calaveras County ranks 39th statewide in vaccine rates, behind both Amador and Tuolumne.
Well, Amador County Arts Council announced yesterday the return of TGIF Free Friday Concerts. The event will again feature music on Friday nights in parks across Amador County. The opening concert takes place on July 16th at the St. George Hotel in Volcano from 6 to 8:15. This first of 10 free concerts will feature local musical group Teal Wheels, a 5-piece band that plays a variety of genres including jazz, pop, rock, and R&B. The St. George Hotel will have an outdoor no-host bar. No outside beverages are allowed. Please bring your chairs, blankets, and picnics. And according to Megan Joy O'Keefe, Amador Arts Council Executive Director, a special thank you goes out to Sue Duncan and her late husband Barry for their help in founding this concert series for the people of Amador County back in 1998. The full concert series will soon be announced at amadorarts.org. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.